This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. I want to talk about fat people. I know, controversial subject, right? Kevin, you can't say fat. You have to say, I don't know, there's got to be a term for it, right? A politically correct term for it. You know, bodily challenged or something like this. But there was a time when being fat was a sign of wealth. It was actually a good thing. It was considered hot. You can go back and look at some of these masters, the paintings, and they had the corpulent women, the cherubs. You know, all the little kids were fat, and fat was beautiful. It was in. Thin meant you were poor. It was actually a status symbol to carry more weight. But as people studied the human frame and the human condition, they began to notice something. They began to notice that being fat wasn't necessarily healthy. If having that shed over your tools, as my fat buddy told me one time when I accused him of having a gut, he says, my daddy said you should always have a shed over your tools, Kevin. I cracked up. But here I was all svelte and, well, looking like myself, all beautiful and chiseled. And this guy's like making excuses. And we chuckled it off. And here's the thing right now. I want to say this up front. I don't care what your body looks like. It's your body, your choice. But I will say this, it wouldn't be a stretch to notice that, you know what, you're carrying a little bit extra weight and it's probably not healthy. I don't do the studies because I know this, 100% of the people die. But are you dying from things related to being overweight? I predict that just like man watched the stars, he started watching the human population and he says, you know what, that guy who runs, that Achilles, outside of dying in battle, these guys are living a long time when they care about their fitness. And you know what? The quality of life has even been better. These corpulent, you know, people, the chubs, the chubsters, they live shorter lives. And an obvious shift occurred as man noticed that the better he took care of himself, the longer he could last, the longer he could be with, well, his chubby girl. Anyway, it was a normal evolution that occurred, and we all, this is not a political thing. I know it's been made that, but we've all embraced this revolution as we explored the human body and we appreciated the form. I mean, you can't pass by a magazine rack and, you know, they have this thing that can measure your where your eyeball goes. But you can't pass by that rack and not look at the beautiful forms on there. And while today they may try to sell you on the idea that, you know, the chubs are in, it's not the case. You still gravitate. Now, that's not to say that there aren't people that like big girls. There are. There are big girl magazines and people like them. And I ain't going to laugh at the brothers or the whoever, the people that like the chubsters. There are thin women who like big men. I'm not talking about big and you know, fit. They like big old boys, you know, that have the shed over their tools. To each his own. But the overwhelming people, I could predict, I don't have any polls. I haven't talked to Rasmussen or Zogby, but I believe the overwhelming people believe in a healthy body. When you're at a beach and you're looking, let me tell you something. The big girl that's got the jelly rolls walks by and the wife ain't hitting the husband going, what are you looking at? But let that bikini model walk by. And old boy's glad he's got his sunglasses on as he pulls one of these. Yeah. Hoping mama can't see his eyeballs move. You get it? And it's true. Look, I ain't gay. But if you go look at a muscle fitness magazine, you see a fit guy, you go, wow, that dude's fit. If that same dude's walking on the beach, I ain't gay, but I'll look at him and go, man, that dude takes care of himself. Look at that. And if you've been there, like myself, you know what it takes to get to that, so you appreciate it. Let me tell you what it takes to get to be fat. Nothing? lack of self-control. And here again, I am mad at you. For people who say, I've had enough, I'm at that crossroads myself in life where I'm saying to myself, you know what? I don't know that it's worth getting back into the shape that I, you know, felt like was my fighting weight or whatever. Well, I'm never getting back to that. Let's just face it. But I don't know. You know, I'm debating. Do I want to enjoy the foods that I eat and all that? Or do I want to count calories and then look back on my life, my deathbed, and go, I wish I'd had some more cheesecake. So I get it. It's a balancing act. And it's a balancing act between quality of life. You know, I had a child later in life, not me myself, but, you know, I'm the father of that child. And I was thinking to myself when I had him, holy crap, you know, I don't want to be that dude, you know, living with the cane going to graduation. I got to look like I'm fit. I have to look healthy. You know, I have to be able to participate and help him, you know, do the things that I did with my other sons. So it kept me young. So there's many reasons to look at fitness and say, I want to maintain, so to speak. As the Bible would say, I treated my body like a temple. You know, I watch what goes in. I watch what comes out. And obviously, you know, I was a martial artist, still am. But you want to protect you. You want to feel like, hey, I've still got the skill set. I can't do what I did in my 20s or my 30s. But I can doggone guarantee you that dude that I knew in my 20s and 30s better not mess with me now, because I know a lot more. I'm not kicking as high and may not even be punching and kicking as hard, but I can put a hurt on him because I know a lot more. Anyway, back to the fatties. So I'm not mad at these people, you know, and I'm not mad at us for making this transition and looking at the overweight body and saying, wait a minute, whoa, 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 whoa. It isn't a sign of wealth necessarily, which ironically, remember when Michelle Obama was penalizing the fatties in America, saying they're too fat. All they do is eat processed foods or whatever else, and we got to give them a diet. So she wanted to thin everybody out. She's the biggest fat shamer in history. She fat shamed many kids in school. My son came home one time, and he had a couple of oranges in his backpack and some other nasty looking food. And I said, where's this from? He says, they give them out to us as we walk out the door of the school. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, yeah, it's part of Michelle Obama's program. And nobody wants to eat the food. So they give it out at the end of our classes. So I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to talk more about the fatties and fat shaming, which I'm not going to be doing, by the way. I just want to put it in perspective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-12-59.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kevin Jackson here, folks. Talking about fatties and fat shaming and the word you can't say. You know, the bodily challenge, the weight challenge. I don't know what you call them, but we've got a word. We got a euphemism for everything that we don't want people to feel bad about in America. Don't call them fat. Don't call them black. Don't call them Mexican. Don't call whatever. Don't call them gay or, I don't know, whatever the words may be. But here's the point. There was a point in history where fat people were revered. And then suddenly we made this transition. And you know who really embraced, we all embraced it, health and fitness and all that. The Olympics and the athletes. And we want to watch them. We want to watch gladiators. And the Japanese want to watch fat ones with the sumos because everybody else wants to watch, gladiators that are fit. You know, you go to CrossFit, you don't see fat people doing CrossFit. Oh, Kevin, they got fat people in the heaviest man competition. Yeah, they might be fat, but these boys got a lot of muscle underneath that fat to be lifting cars and such. So we made a transition and we said, you know what, let's go healthy. And there was nothing wrong with going healthy. And the left embraced it. They said, let's not just go healthy, let's go healthy and sexy and let's define it. Remember there was I think it was a commercial, and it was like, thin is in. And sisters, I'm talking about black girls, they were like, thin is in, shoot. Well, I'm chunky over here. I like my chunky. And let me just say this. As a connoisseur of the weaker sex, I'm all for it. I'm not for the size double zeros, the Calista Flockhart crowd, Allie McBeal. I think have a little health to you, a little heft. Size 6 to 14-ish, you know, probably that's in the healthy zone. Some people could get away with it, go to 20, whatever, depends on your frame. Anna Nicole Smith did it. I was a fan of her, skinny and fat, all right? So, you know, to each his own. But we did see the benefits of being thin. And then the left embraced it, and they said, let's build an industry around it, the sex industry. I'm not talking about porno. I'm talking about selling sexuality, objectification of both men and women. It wasn't just women. Male models were ripped. You didn't see fatties advertising stuff, and you still rarely do, unless it's in a cartoon and it's some jeans commercial, like some work jean or work boot or something like that. But nobody wants to try to use the fatty to sell. No offense, but we all want to picture ourselves at our best. Even when you're overweight, you know what you do? If you have a profile up on eHarmony, you don't put that picture up. You don't dare put that picture up. You put up the picture of you when you thought you looked your best. And if you don't have it in the body, you take that camera angle from up top and try to make it look like you're 20 pounds less. Then you really are, you fatty. That's what you do. So anyway, I paid attention. I was built like a brick shick house for a lot of years. Y'all will figure that one out. For decades, in fact. Built, ripped, 28-inch waist, 170 pounds at my height when I wasn't fighting, 156 when I was. And I will tell you this, I dated the hottest girls. You know, from that range I was talking about, 6 to 14, occasionally, you know, dipping on either side of it, depending upon the personality, okay? But I had a range, and the range wasn't, I've seen some big girls that are absolutely beautiful. They could carry their weight. Maybe I didn't like their personality, but more importantly, I was like, I don't feel like you're healthy. I don't think you're going to take care of yourself. You find somebody, you want them to last. You want them to be around for quite a while. But anyway, I will tell you this. I stopped at the magazine covers when I was prepubescent and did everything I could to get my hands on Playboy, Penthouse occasionally, Hustler, if I was lucky. Okay. And why? Because I was looking for chubs, chubsters? Absolutely not. I wasn't looking for that big girl Playboy centerfold. I was looking for that hot girl. And along the way, folks, our fascination with the human form where somebody said, I'm going to take my body and I'm going to see just how chiseled I can get it. And it became discriminatory. How dare you measure people based on something so superficial and whatever? And you're sitting there going, what? Kevin, why don't you date the morbidly obese? I don't have a preference for them. I know there are guys out there, they make fun of them in the movies, but they probably do exist. I will tell you this. I won't say his name, but I have a buddy that I met in my college years. And he dated a girl who was absolutely smoking hot. And he was messing around with a chubby girl. And we would say to him, are you crazy? You're going to lose this hot girl. And he was, I know, man. But what it was, he was drawn to the chubsters. Okay. We tease him a little bit, but I ain't mad at him. That's his, you know, propensity. So that's what he liked. And he did. He lost his hot girlfriend. But that is what it is. So anyway, look, the left taught us to look at the human form. They advertised the human form. They defined beauty. Not that we need a whole lot of help. I can tell you right now, you show me a girl that's, you know, 400 pounds, you know, and can barely walk versus a girl who walks in a beach on a bikini. I know which way my mind and stuff goes. And I don't know what percentage is, but I'm going to tell you, well over 80% are going to go bada bing, bada boom. I mean, Halle Berry versus Queen Latifah. You get what I'm saying? And Queen Latifah is not morbidly obese or anything, but you get what I'm, you know the point I'm making here. Give me a, who's a big girl? I don't know the big, see there you go right there. I don't even know the big girls by name. You know, does that make my point? So to appreciate a Victoria's Secret model as an example, we were said, and by the left now, to be discriminatory, to be objectifying women. These are the people that taught us to objectify. These are the big objectifiers. I mentioned Michelle Obama, right? The biggest fat shamer on the planet, bar none, out there with her guns, you know, looking like she could, you know, squeeze Barack Obama's head right off his neck with her bicep. Telling all the kids you're too fat, you're eating all this processed food, making, changing diet. Look, if I say to you, yeah, hey, you look a little heavier, I don't care. It's an observation. You can eat what you want. Don't become a vegan because of me. But this is where we are. So we got the biggest fat shamers on the planet are leftists. This is the point I'm making. The biggest people who made the transition from fat people being, quote, acceptable and even revered to fat people being looked down on or leftists, and now they want to usher in this new period, right? Here's my point. I don't care if you're fat, you're thin, whatever. Be healthy. But don't try to normalize something and make people believe it just because it's your new narrative. It's the flavor of the day. Global climate change, black people in CRT, etc. How about you let people make up their own minds about various issues without you trying to influence them?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi are bracing for severe weather, including the possibility of tornadoes. The area in danger surrounds Dallas and heads north to Oklahoma and then spreads east through Louisiana and over to Jackson, Mississippi. Governor Greg Abbott saying they're watching this closely.
It could spawn tornadoes. You never know exactly what may happen. We went through an episode of severe tornadoes a couple of weeks ago.
Egg prices are going up, and it's being blamed on the bird flu. The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been destroyed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since January, with Easter just 2 weeks away. This is USA Radio News. A key Senate committee is considering President Biden's nomination of federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Democratic Senator from Illinois Dick Durbin accuses Republicans of leveling baseless attacks on Judge Brown Jackson.
These critical experiences bring a missing perspective to the court. It is truly unfortunate that some are trying to use them as reasons to vote against her.
But Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says Democrats have been mistreating Republican nominees for years.
Democrats have themselves to blame. After vicious, misleading attacks on Judge Bork and other conservatives,
police in California are pleading for help to find suspects in a mass shooting. They now believe several people opened fire in a crowd in Sacramento early Sunday morning after a large fight broke out. Three men and three women were killed. 12 others were shot. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I just talked about a woman who was kicked off of a plane because of a two-year-old having asthma, and she removed the kid's mask who was having was hyperventilating. I didn't even say that part. I didn't even get to it, but yeah, so the airlines converges on this kid, and they turn this plane around, inconvenience every other passenger on it, remove this woman who's got an asthmatic two-year-old. A two-year-old. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But there's another story, and I talked about this a while back. It has to do with the chubbies. Fat folks. I happen to love all people of all sizes. I will talk smack about you whether you're skinny or you're fat or you're fit. I'll even figure out a way to ridicule you if you are if you are a physical specimen akin to Achilles. I will still figure out a way to make fun of you. Maybe Achilles had big feet. Or maybe he had a wart in the middle of his forehead. I don't know. But I'll figure out a way to make fun of you. Because that's what you do when you love people, when you care about them. You joke. Hey, Bill, what's with the weight loss, you know? Kevin, it's cancer. Oh, sorry, Bill. Sorry, bro. I'm with you. You know, look, it's not, we can have these discussions. It's funny you say fat, and people go, well, Kevin, I'm fat. Yeah, okay, I love you. I'm going to tell you, are you trying to get fat? You going for a movie role? Or you don't care anymore? Because at the end of the day, I don't care either. But I am going to ask you about it. If you pick up weight, I'm going to ask, hey, what's with the weight thing? Somebody said to me once, it was funny. I took a picture, and I picked up weight, and the dude said, Kev, he sent me a note, Kev, lay off the pasta. And I thought, wow, honesty, you sucker. But it was honest. There's nothing wrong with it. You know what? People sometimes don't even know. They don't realize they're gaining weight. What do you mean I'm gaining weight? Yeah, have you been on the scale? They get on the scale, 20 pounds over, what? Come on, surely you noticed your pants weren't fitting. You know, things like that. It's okay. It's not taboo.
Kevin, don't talk about fat people, and you're using the word fat.
Well, what other word do you have for it? Corpulent? Cherubic? I have lots of adjectives. I got a big vocabulary. But at the end of the day, it's fat. But I don't care.
Oh, Kevin, I don't date fat this. I have fat this.
Whatever. Shut up. You got fat friends. You dated fat girls. You I don't know. Women love fat men. They talk about the dad body. That's the hot. Well, maybe, because I'm wearing a nice little dad body on me right now. But I'll tell you what. I'll take fit over fat every time. Hey, Pat Sajak, I'll like to buy a vowel. I'll take the I, not the A. I don't care, but it doesn't make me fat phobic. I got fat family members. I got fat friends. I got fat. My sister, she fat. She'd be mad at me, but she knows she's fat. She'll call me fathead because she knows I'm going to talk about her weight. So that's just the way it is. Get over it. Anyway, this lady claims she was booted off of a plane because, quote, her stomach was showing. She said she was discriminated against for being fat, tattooed, and a mixed race woman. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't buy into this story. Her name is Ray Lynn Howard, 33. She says she was harassed by Alaskan Airlines staffers. And she posted on TikTok, and it became viral. And I think these are people that are seeking fame, because if you're a fat, tattooed, biracial woman, you could practically go on the plane naked, and they wouldn't kick you off. And she shared her thing on TikTok, and it was called Fat Trophy Wife. That's her account. 1.3 million views at the time and 180,000 likes in a few days. She could be seen getting escorted off the plane by police officers who proceed to question her about the incident. She said Alaska Airlines staffer harassed her about her attire, which showed her midriff bearing a top and biker shorts. I was harassed about my outfit. I put my shirt back on, Howard is explaining in the video. They asked me to put my shirt back on, so I put my shirt back on. Then they approached me saying, I can't wear this. My stomach is showing. It's inappropriate. I don't know the rules on that, but I would think there'd have to be certain rules, you know, stuff like that. You're on a plane with a bunch of other people. You don't know who you're going to be with. I'm not saying we should dress like Amish. You know, but there was a time when you flew, man, it was a big deal. You had to be on a suit and tie, whatever, but there you go. Fat shaming, this woman says. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. But you know what, while we're on the subject of women and all that, maybe we should. Because, number one, I don't believe that I think this woman was probably being obnoxious. And that's why they kicked her off. Alaska Airlines, of all, you know, things. I won't say who it was on the other airlines that kicked this girl off with her two-year-old. But you can go see, get the information. It's readily available. We live in a society now where people are very concerned. I was with some guy, and what were we talking about? He said something about black folks. He goes, well, Kevin, I can understand why people get upset about that. Oh, he told me it's some racist story. Somebody said this to one of my friends, and he was outraged and all this. And I looked at him, I said, let me tell you something. If you are a strong black person in America, and somebody tells you, yeah, well, this guy used the N-word on my friend. If you're telling me that story so I can be outraged with, oh, my gosh, how dare you use the N-word? You got the wrong Negro. You're going, I said, number one, we use the word a lot in our culture. So it diffuses number one. I don't care about the word. Number two, there is nothing you're going to tell me to get me incensed enough to, oh, that's going to be my new cause. Outrage. There's this one person that you found that's a racist and he used the N-word. If you think you're going to get this Negro worked up over that, you got the wrong dude. Shocker, Kevin. There's somebody out there that still uses the word and doesn't like black folks. I'm appalled. Now, hey, where's my meal? When's my food going to get here? I'm not going to care about that. But there, what I'm getting is everybody's got their anecdote.
Kevin, here's what's going on here. Did you know this? And check this out.
And it's an anecdote in this case. I just gave you the fat girl anecdote. They didn't let me on because I was fat and I was showing my midriff and I had my tattoos. They wouldn't have let her on if she was skinny, showing her midriff and her tattoos either. But she wants you to think it's about her being a fatty. No. They weren't going to let you on. They don't let you on drunk. They don't let you on curse, you know, whatever. There's a certain level of decorum that you got to show when you're about to get into a capsule. It goes up into the air, and they want to make sure everybody's going to be safe. Now, I don't like throwing away the laws of the land, so to speak, just because I jump into your little tin can to get up in the air. But I understand it. I want to get down, too. I don't mean like, get down on it. Dun, dun, dun. I want to get back down to the ground safely. Anyway, I will bet you money that this woman who's trying to profiteer on her fat shaming is She's a leftist. The other woman, on the other hand, who had the baby who was asthmatic, she's probably a centrist or somebody that thinks like us. Because she's going, look, it's common sense that I'm going to take a mask off of my kid if he's struggling. I don't care who you are. What would you do if your baby, 2-year-old asthmatic, starts convulsing and has a mask on? What would you do? I already know the answer. Yeah, I'm going to move on because I want to talk about women's soccer, and then we're going to go into some headlines. So the point of this particular story in talking about women's soccer is you can't win with leftists, okay? Particularly lesbians, the hairy underarm crowd. They get mad when they can't compete with men, but they still want the same money and all this. So what did the U.S. soccer team do? The U.S. Soccer Federation said, we're going to make identical contract proposals for both men's and women's soccer. You're going to get the same contract. And do you know what the lesbian soccer league did? They said, it's a PR stunt. United States Women's National Team Players Association. This is Rapinoe and team. They got identical. We're going to give you the same deal as the guys. And here's what they said. USSF's PR stunts and bargaining through the media will not bring us any closer to a fair agreement. That's what they tweeted. In contrast, we are committed to bargaining in good faith to achieve equal pay and the safest possible working conditions. The proposal that the USSF made recently to us does neither. They have the identical proposal of the men, and it's still not enough. You need more examples? You can get. I could talk to you about things where I could prove to you black people are actually getting it better than white folks, and black folks will still complain. It's not enough. Cops killing blacks. Blatant lie. Statistics prove it. White folks are in more danger. Who's a squeaky wheel?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned this the other day that we're winning, and these Holly weirdos that have bought into all this Me Too nonsense, all this woo flu, all these lies, they're starting to realize they were wrong. You're not going to hear them do any mea culpas because it's bad for their careers. But I promise you, they realize they're wrong. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. The most one that I find unbelievable is this story. I was very surprised to see it, but then again, I wasn't. Because at some point, you have to grow up. You have to wake up to grow up. And I'm not talking about woke the way they defined it. I'm talking about really wake up. Look around your world and say, wait a minute, this isn't right. Like the thing that got me fired. Oh, 35 years ago, Kavanaugh did this or that. Whatever. 50 years ago, Cosby did this. And you're just coming up, huh? Have you seen this special for Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Mansion. Oh, the Playboy Mansion wasn't all it was cracked up to be. There was lots of illicit sex and lots of blah, 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 and sexual innuendo and sexual charges. It's, really, I'm shocked. Hugh Hefner was a playboy. He was taking advantage of young girls who wanted to get in his magazine, and he was passing these girls around to all of his wealthy friends who could afford to go to the mansion or be friends with Hugh Hefner. I'm shocked. And we're just finding this out now? Whoa! And what happened to all the women that love Hugh Hefner? I mean, who is it that loves porn? Who is it that loves that lifestyle? Is it conservative women or is it leftist women? I'm just curious. Asking for a friend. So now there's a big expose of Hugh Hefner. How long has this dude been dead? Hugh Hefner lived to be 183. He's been dead for 48 years. And now they decide to spill the beans on all that was going on at the Playboy Mansion. Wow. And it's going to be shocking revelations, folks. Girls were given drugs, sexually assaulted, date raped by wealthy. And let me ask you, who do you think participates? Do you think it's conservative men or do you think it's leftist men? Who would have been there? Ted Cruz or Harvey Weinstein? You get what I'm saying? Democrats wait a long time, and then they want to tell on themselves. Oh, you wouldn't even want to know what happened. Oh, my goodness. All the women who participated, who happily joined in, who that was their lifestyle, who they wanted something from Hugh Hefner, who dragged, you know, who was were pulled in under the vortex on his coattails, okay? And now they want to fess up and tell you all about Hugh and condemn all men. Yeah. You buying it? So see, they got to come back to us and they hate it. They hate it because it's a reality check to go, well, yeah, I guess my parents were right. Oh, and those sanctimonious conservatives were right. We told them. We tell them all the time. But they know better, right? Because we're stupid. They're smarter than we are. Our opinions don't matter. They have opinions backed up by experts. They follow the science. Yeah, you buying it? If it seems like I'm being a bit snarky, well, the shoe fits. So Sean Penn believes men are suffering from cowardly genes that have stripped away their masculinity. Welcome to the party, Sean Penn. We've been saying this for I've been saying this forever. There are no men on the left. You can't consider yourself a man. They don't even recognize it. That's considered binary. See, they have stages of manhood and masculinity. Don't misunderstand me, folks. Everybody's not a warrior. I was talking to a lady on the plane, and she adores her husband. She's a very religious lady, and she says, you know what bothers me about him, though? And I was like that. She says, the thing that made me upset about him one day was he wouldn't stand up for me, and she went on to describe the story, and I agreed with her. It was a traffic deal where somebody, she cut some guy off. He's yelling at her and curse, and her husband won't even recognize the guy. And she's apologizing. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I didn't see you. And the husband won't even look over and say, hey, look, you made your point, pal. Because this guy is cursing her out. And she says, it really made me lose respect for him. I was like, yeah, I got to admit. I said, my wife knows I would have absolutely gone to bat. Any girl I dated would have absolutely known that I was ready to go to bat. That's what dudes do. But this guy didn't. And she was like, oh boy. So we have this generation of, and I use my finger quotes, men, you know, wherever they are on the men's spectrum on the left there with those 72 genders or whatever they call it. And we have reality setting in with many of these people who say that is not the definition of manhood or masculinity. So apparently Sean Penn did a series of interviews. He's 61 years old, two-time Academy Award winner, and he criticized American culture, saying men are being feminized by it. Surrendering their jeans and putting on a skirt is what he said. Remember I told you a while back China has outlawed the girly man? They won't let girly men be on TV. If you are not, you know, rock hard showing masculinity, they don't even want to have you any part of it. You want to know why China is doing this? Because one of my buddies who went over to teach martial arts over there, he said they're the biggest, softest little pansies he's ever met. He said one Marine could take care of 5,000 of these little so-called male Chinese boys. It's not much different here. The only thing is, there are people like me who refuse to raise cream puffs. Penn went on to say, I'm in a club that believes that men in American culture have become wildly feminized. I don't think that being a brute or having insensitivity or disrespect for women has anything to do with masculinity or ever did. But I don't think that in order to be fair to women, we should become them. Oh, man. He said he was asked for clarification in a later interview in which he said, American men seem to find it fashionable and empowering to embrace traditional feminine attributes. Now, I will tell you something. Understanding women and understanding your sensitive side is a smart move for any male. But let me tell you another thing, guys. You better be prepared to be a monster when you need to be. I said during a speech, I've given this, you know, comedic speech quite often, but I've said many times, there's no woman, repeat, no real woman who wants a cream puff dude. They don't. Look, they want you to be sensitive. They don't want you to solve all the world's problems. When they bring you a problem, you don't have to solve it, guys. And I could go on. But here's what I will tell you. If your woman says, yeah, my car had a flat, and she's venting during the, you know, and this happened and that happened, just listen. But eventually, she wants you to fix the flat. Yeah. A woman can talk about her problems, and your job is to listen. But if it continues, if the problem persists, that's the word, women want it fixed, and they expect their guy to do it. And if they have to do it, they expect the guy to back them in doing it, which is generally what they want. Because a strong woman, she'll handle her scandal. She will do her own thing. She's like, cool, I got this. So Sean Penn's this. He says, I think that men in my view have become quite feminized. I have these very strong women in my life who do not take masculinity as a sign of oppression towards them. There are a lot of, I think, cowardly genes that lead people to surrendering their genes and putting on a skirt. Now, they say Penn has a history of criticizing culture. He says, when we're destroying careers like that, what are we really achieving? He's talking about what's going on with this Me Too movement. Or he says, oh, you look at politicians. I give a big nod to anyone that's willing to enter the public arena who is doing so because they give a dang, is what he said. But what he's saying is, you know you're going to go under a level of scrutiny like Kavanaugh and many others, like Justice Thomas, where some woman is going to, oh, he offended me. He mentioned blah, 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 or this, that, and the other stuff that they say day in and day out without any, not even thinking about it. Don't even get into a conversation or overhear a conversation with women. It'll make you blush. It'll make a sailor blush. Sean Penn voicing that opinion is a win for us.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.